KEATFM Mobile.
NAKPP Mobile.
Good morning, this is K8ETL Mobile. K8ETL Mobile.
NAKPP. NAKPP Mobile. NAKPP.
Good afternoon. Well, hello there, young man. How go it? Well, I just switched over to Richmond. I didn't hear anything. What's up with that? I'm not sure. I'll have to talk to my radio guy. I'm down at 696, so I'm using the infamous 2.6, so I'm not sure what's going on up there.
Must have just been a bad spot or something. It's there. I'm at 23 and Romeo Plank. 2.6 is still the best of the bunch.
I believe so. Did you get special permission to go north of M-59?
I did.
Very good. So, yeah, I got a wild bug up my tail last night, and I was looking through all the things on the internet, and I saw that they had an appointment at 8 o'clock. So, seemed like kind of a waste of resources. There were three of them online, all staring at me, while I took the little testy on my phone, and it cost me $14, and it's basically like taking a practice test, which is what it was, and they said, good job, and that was it.
I assume you've been looking at the material and it went cold.
Yeah, you gotta look at the material because a lot of it is that ham prep study thing, whatever it is they downloaded, and I was just watching. You take a lesson, you take a test, you take a lesson, you take a test, and then finally I got to the point where I got tired of taking lessons, and I figured, okay, how about if I just take the master test? And I kept taking the master test, and I kept getting either in the high 70s or the low 80s, and I figured, okay, that's good enough. For $14, I'm going to try it. I'm done studying. So, and I did, and I made it.
All right, very good. You got $14, and then of course you got to pay the $35 to the FCC, of course, right?
Nobody told me about that, so he said that I'd be on the ULS thing by tonight. So unless they bill me or send me some sort of thing, because you had to get whatever that new FRN number is, I had to get one of those too.
I'm really surprised you don't have an FRN number, since you got a call and a GMRS call, and I don't know how you could have possibly done that without an FRN.
I don't know, maybe I did. I reapplied for it because I couldn't find it. Maybe it did, because when I did reapply for it, it populated all my stuff. So my bet is it probably treated me as an idiot and said, oh, this guy forgot his username and password or something. So I was wondering, okay, how does this thing know where I live? Yeah, it probably just brought up your stuff, so there you go. But, I don't know. I mean, you pay $35 to the VEC, and they keep some of it, so maybe 14 is the only amount they got to send to the FCC, and they're not charging you. That's mighty nice of them. Yeah, well, there were a bunch of them there. Like I said, there were four of them there. It was actually something 5, V5IY or something, V whatever. It was something. I've heard this call sign before. Yep, that's the big testing group out of Texas, I think. 5YI or whatever. Yep, that's, it's either them or the ARRL. There's a couple others that are more, a little bit more obscure, but most everybody's W5YI or ARRL. I've credentialed in both. Yeah, they were pretty thorough, you know. I couldn't be in my office. I couldn't be near another computer. They scanned the room, you know, all the stuff. So I guess it was, and, you know, and just basically they tell you, you know, if we sense you're cheating, you're out. We're done. That's what they said. So, I mean, it was nice the way they worded it, but that was the gist of it. It wasn't a matter of for interpretation. It was basically, if we sense it, you're done. So... And I thought, okay, I got it. I'm not going to cheat. You know, there's no reason to. So, which I thought was kind of cool. So it was fun. What are you doing up there in the northern country?
I've got to meet somebody at 26 in Van Dyke. And right now I'm just looking for lunch. And then I got to kill some time waiting for this meet this person. That's about it.
There's lots of good restaurants that neck of the woods, buddy. I mean, just tons of them. Of course, there's always the Hamlet Pub. Then there's a little bitty Mexican restaurant right there next to Trader Joe's or whatever it is. Down the road a little bit, there's another one that's, I can't remember the name of it, but all of them are good. That's where Marion lives, that neck of the woods, so we frequent a lot of those places. They're all really good.
At 26 and Van Dyke? I can't picture a couple of those.
Maybe it's 25 in Van Dyke. Where's the Vincent Joe's? 25 in Van Dyke?
Yeah, Vincent Joe's is at 25.
Okay, just head south a little bit, and it would be on the east side of the road. Lots of good ones.
Oh, and now I can picture the Mexican restaurant, yeah. So, yeah, there's tons up here. Not worried about it. I got one in particular I'm thinking about, just a little diner in a strip mall.
Yeah, they're good. Enjoy it. So, sounds good. Other than that, I think I got my new sidecar today. I saw an alarm. I had a busy morning, so I had that test done in about 15 minutes. And then I had to go out and about, go visit some customers, go plug in my sidecar and watch it light up. Can't wait for that. And then I got to run to the office, do some estimates. Then I got to head over that way to Marion's house, and we get to go ring shopping. And not the doorbell.
Roger. Well, sounds like a plan. And as far as sidecar goes, I don't know if you use the format that I sent you, it should be ready. If you have the NME equal field in your line, then it should light right up, and they should be named and everything. But, you know, obviously with the analog sidecar, you don't need the NME equals part, but I leave it in even for the analog so you can, when you're looking at it and editing it, you know what's what, because, you know, you're not going to remember all the numbers. Yeah, well, if somebody needs one, they can have it, you know, as long as they're within our little clubby. So you get anybody that requests one, and, you know, you don't have any more, that I don't want you to get stuck with one, but, you know, or if you want it, you can have it. I just, you know, it just bothers me for stuff to go to the basement, because the basement is basically a holding ground for the dumpster in the future. I've got one sitting in a box doing nothing as well. So, I don't need one myself, but I will find out if anyone else does. You know, just put the word out. Maybe I'll put that under a Telegram thing under, what's the one that's kind of like the catch-all? Well, we actually have one for, the general is the catch-all, but there's actually one for the, for this stuff. So, just look for that, stick it there. Okay. Yeah, that'd be a good idea, because then it'll get moved towards the top also, which would be, it should be good. So, all right. Well, I started after I was all done. I was all excited. I watched my first lesson on the extra class, and that was kind of cool about the, with the 60-meter band, where there's only five channels or six channels, and don't you dare go over the 3 kilohertz spacing or the 1 kilohertz into where you don't belong type thing. Sorry about that. Got a phone call, and it was garbage. I let it get through. I bought it too much, because with all of the communication devices you got in your car, I'm sure that you're going to get interrupted a lot. So same thing with me. If I don't come back, that means I got a work phone call. So I just don't. Doesn't even bother me. Don't even take offense to it. I got the whole gist of it. So. But other than that, not too much. How am I doing? I'm still in the 2-6 at, where am I? 1 mile to M59. Maybe I'll try jumping ship here, see if it works any better or any worse. Sounding good. Perfect copy. So I'm at 26 and Van Dyke right now on the mobile. So I could be switched over to Romeo, I suppose, but here I am. This be Richmond. So, the audio is a little less on the Richmond than on the 2.6. I don't know if it's my radio, or if it's just the nature of the beast, or if it's the repeater itself. Huh. The restaurant I planned on going to is no longer here. Have to find an alternative, but I've got lots of time to kill. There's a great bike store up there if you're going to get back into pedal biking. Yeah, I've been in that bike store a number of times. They specialize in Specialized. Yep, sir. And that trail. And just say, I want to try one, and hop on it, and go. They'll let you take it for as long as you want. Pretty good group right there. They trust you. They'll let you go. Yeah, unfortunately, I am not dressed for that. So, gonna have to pass. That's okay. I've got my own I got a couple of my own that I should be on. Don't need to be looking at new stuff. God, no.
Well, I want to cool off a bit. If you ever get a minute, you guys want to go riding with us, let us know. We'll can meet you up at the Richmond Trail or something like that. Take it to Armada, go grab a bite to eat and come back. You're up for it.
Oh yeah, done that a number of times, so I'll have to take you up on that. All right, what am I looking for now? I guess I gotta figure something out here. Kirby's, I guess I could go there.
I go south, about a half a mile. I forget the name of that place. It's really, they're always crowded. It's a fairly big sized diner on the east side of the road, about halfway between. We love the place, and but their menu is quite extensive, and but their portion size are also quite big too. But I can't remember the name of it.
It's got like a red thing. I can't hardly read their name. And it says breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, that could be it. We're going to get close to the name. Once I hear the name, I'll know it. But that's usually really good.
Yeah, whoever designed their sign is probably should have their reevaluate their graphic art degree. You can barely read the name of the place in the logo. It's so confusing. I went right by it and I still couldn't read it. I'm gonna have to get right on top of it and not be driving in order to figure out what it says. Or at least put the name in a regular font without, you know, a bunch of crap, you know, out front if you're gonna have something fancy that's hard to read.
And there you go. Well, if you got a lot of time to kill. Plus, there's a bar on the other side of it, if I remember correctly.
I'm in my work car. No bars for me.
Yeah, we had to kind of implement that policy, too. The guys were, our little work golf outing on Monday night, the guys were all taking their trucks. The golf, well, you know, you just have a beer or two, and finally, all of a sudden, one day, Steve made a comment. He goes, wait a minute, why are all my trucks here, and why are you guys having, you know, I mean, nobody was getting lit. They were just having a couple free, but anytime you got a commercial vehicle, it's zero tolerance, you know, not just by the guy that owns the company, but by the DOT. Zero.
Okay, let's see if I can figure out what the hell this damn name is. Bread and something.
Give me a second.
Bread and Roses, I think.
It's called Marcus Grill.
Yeah, it's definitely Bread and Roses. I'm not going to go there just because I'm mad at them because their font is so bad.
I knew she would know. It's called Marcus Grill.
Oh, I know Marcus. That's south of 24, isn't it? Or maybe it's south of 25. That's a great place.
No, it's got to be north of 25 because when we go there, he lives on 25 in Hayes. So when we go there, I know we always head west and get the Van Dyke and turn right. So it's got to be between 25 and 26. And I do know it's on the right side of the road, which would make it on the east.
Yep, I'm in the left turn lane now. I see it. So this looks much more reasonable. There we go. Marcus it is.
You will enjoy it. The prices are reasonable. The food is pretty good. And the service is good. So they've always got an abundance of servers there, which is a good thing, too. So you don't have to wait too long for anything. right, Mr. Sean, I'm going down St. Clair Drive, so you have a good lunch, and I'll chat with you a little bit later. N-A-K-P-B.
Okay, just hold up. I'm going to go inside. Thanks for the tip. W-A-F-E.
N-A-K-P-B. Mobile.
W-8-F-2. What's up?
The sky, my, me, the vehicle.
Well, not much going on around here. It's hot and sunny. I should go take the boat out, but I don't want to do it alone.
Yeah, well, I guess I could see that, but just be careful. You'll be fine.
Well, you know, after what I experienced the other day, makes me even more leery.
I say, what's the worst that could happen? But never mind.
Yep. So you working or running the errands?
I had to meet up with somebody. Walking around just at I just did. Now I'm heading home a little early, a little ahead of schedule.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see, I'm on my own for dinner tonight. My wife's with her sister out in Ann Arbor. So I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, I just ate about 45 minutes ago, went to a place called Marcus, had this really good chicken, the chicken hoagie, and I didn't eat half the most of the hoagie, but I won't be hungry for a while, but I'd be game, just not for a while.
Yeah, well, I'm not talking to like 6 or 6:30, so I'm home. But I usually eat. Gonna be around then. Maybe we can hook up.
Yeah, let me know. Let me know when and where, and you know, maybe you can come down Woodward, and I can go west, and we can meet somewhere in that area, somewhere between us.
Yeah, maybe. I got a Zoom thing I'm doing. I think it's gonna end right around 6.
Okie doke. Well, keep me posted, and if it works out, that'd be great. I'm go home now, see what's going on. Anyhow, hey, do you ever remember? You probably not, but do you ever remember 3M maybe vacuum cleaners that office machine repairmen would usually carry around? They were anti-static special. You ever see one of them, little suitcase?
I've seen them. I didn't know they were made by 3M. Yeah, when the guy used to come, he would always work on our copy machines, like you said, he'd always have something like that to clean them all out.
Yeah, they work really good, right? And they're made by 3M or distributed by 3M, I don't know. Anyhow, I just picked one up from a guy for $15 with a brand new in the box filter.
Okay. I've got a little Mac I use a lot. It's called a Mighty Mac. It's a yellow thing, and it's got some good power. I'm pretty happy with that.
Yep. No, I needed one of these. I didn't have one, and we had one of these at work, and it grew legs and disappeared. And I'm pretty sure I know who. We had one guy, and we had so many things disappear when this one guy was with us. But I've missed that thing. I used to borrow it every now and again. And so I don't know what caused me to search for it today. I needed one the other day. I needed to get some bunch of dust out of the dust bunnies out of a computer and all that. And I said, man, that'd be perfect for that. And, for some reason today, I checked the classifieds, and you know most of them were like 75 and you know and up, and. And then all of a sudden I see this one sitting there, $15 for the brand new filter in the box. The filters are kind of pricey, so. Anyhow, if you don't know what they were, it's like the anticlimactic, but they are a catch. So now I got one that can do all my electronics and radio gear and computers and stuff.
Is that one of those ones you can also reverse and use as a, like a very restrictive nozzle it uses just to blow things out? You know what I'm talking about?
I'm pretty sure you can, yeah. I don't recall that part right offhand, but I'm pretty sure that he had that function.
Yeah, I use that almost as much as the suck part. So, all right, I'm just pulling it back home. I'll call you later, see what's going on. Maybe around 5-ish between... I actually have 2 Zooms, so it's between the 2. I'll probably check in with you and see what's going on. Maybe 8 p.m.
Okay, I'll be in a few.
W8HBX, KF8HE.
W8FU, AB8PR.
Charlie Marysville, go ahead. This is KDA WI, handheld mobile radio. right, my friend. Well, you're a bit scratchy into the system there. I can barely make out everything you're saying. I think it was a KEA call. And you're somewhere near Flint on a handheld.
Yeah, that's correct. I'm traveling north away from the repeater, so might lose you here. May have to be a quick one.
Well, I got all of that, so I don't know which way you pointed your antenna, but that all came through, and you're heading north, so sounds like you're going to roll right out of the system. This is my first QSO on this repeater. I just heard about this this repeater in Richmond, and you're the first person I talked to on it, so hey, drive safe up there, and we'll try it again another time. KD8OSD, Marysville.
NAKPP.
WSD, this is KE8ONM. How are you?
Please, Bacon, you'll copy out there. This is KC8WSD.
Yeah, this is Kilo Echo 8, Oscar November Mike. Name's Drew on a Chesterfield area. Just heard you come through on the repeater, thought I would give you a call back.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm a trucker, and I'm out here making a delivery in, where am I? I am in Mason, Michigan.
Very nice. Yep, that's quite a bit west of where I'm at, but with the network repeaters, you know, who knows who you're talking to these days anymore. Yeah, I'm over by Lake St. Clair area, Metro Detroit.
A little hard to understand you. You're quite not in the computer all the way. Got a lot of chop going on there, but 73K, thanks for coming back. KC8WSD.
Yep, you have a good night. 73KE8ONM, Chris.
KF8BWP, Mazda. KF8BXS from W8EAP. KF8BXS, it's a tongue twister, from W8EAP. AEB. B-E-B, B-E-I, Biggie Bye, B-O-B-O. Well, I didn't hear that.
KFA, BXS, responding.
Well, how are you doing, sir?
You can call me a slap happy sad ham. You know, you don't have to call me sir. That's over on the other side.
Yeah, I wouldn't call you sad. You're more like grumpy or disgruntled. It's a difference. Grumpy or, well, yeah, disgruntled, grumpy, usually, you know, external. You know, something's making you grumpy. But sad is just internal. I don't think you're internally sad.
Well, grumpy will work because that's one of the seven dwarfs. So, yeah. So,
What can I do for you, sir? Just getting off work. Just seeing if you were out there. I haven't heard you on the air yet, so I just wanted to make sure it was true. So, just leaving work. And, seem to be getting into this machine a little bit better than the other one.
Oh, yeah. Even on the 2-meter set, I'm getting into a couple machines a lot better. It's a whole different world over here as far as how their repeaters are set up. And I made my first contact with Sean, I think it was Sunday or something, and he said I was quite solid into the system. So, yeah, and it's good to hear and good to know that this other Wooksound, Wooksoft radio I have is definitely making the trip.
Yeah, I think you're under 8 miles away, which is nothing for this machine. That's nothing. That's, you can put one of those stubby rubber ducks on your radio, probably get in just fine. So are you using the 771 or the Smiley or what? What antenna are you using?
Well, this is the 70 and 2 meter version of my GMRS Wooksound, so they're identical in menus and stuff like that, so it's easy to program, and the software I'm quite familiar with as well. On this radio, I have a Nagoya 701 VHF UHF is the stamping on it.
That should be a one diameter, you know, it just says one diameter, doesn't like change diameters as it goes up. It should be about a 6 or 8 inch, 6, 7 inch antenna, somewhere around there.
And I'm running 8 watts, by the way. This one here is about not quite 2 inches taller than my one on the other radio, the 771 G there. Hang on a second. Yeah, maybe it's closer to 2. I just put it on the table next to me and looked at the other one. Yeah, it's about a 2-inch difference between the 462 and you know, the 440.
Yep. Yeah, the 701 series is the shorter version of the 771. Doesn't cover as many bands, I don't think. They both match really, both really good. Davian has both of them, and they both tested really good. But, yeah, I don't even think you need 8 watts. You could probably turn it down to, I would try if you could reduce your power down to like 4 watts or 3 and try that. Save your battery.
Okay, I'm down to 5 watts now. How am I sounding?
I can't hear any difference. You're about the same. I'm just running a really short magnet mount right now. This is my highway / off-road antenna. I was up north, but this is basically a a metal version of a 771. It's about, I don't know, 15 inches tall. But, yep, it's all I'm running right now. It's all I need, you know, for this local area.
Yeah, come to think of it, because this is 3 watts more than the GMRS version, and I can hit repeaters like 15 miles out on 5 watts. Why am I running 8 when I could probably get away with 5? Yeah, appreciate the tip.
Yeah, it might save you a little bit of your brain and your batteries. But very good. Well, I know there's not too much activity out here lately. Everybody's on vacation and stuff, but I don't know if you're listening the other night. I was talking to Davian, and he was on his boat up in the North Channel.
north of Elgadac or something.
On this or the other side?
Nope, right here. It was on this one.
Yeah, I was having some serious computer problems. I downloaded Chirp into my laptop, and it totally messed up my laptop. I mean, I was about ready to launch it off the cliff, and because I wanted to make some changes on this radio, and the computer went into a mind of its own as far as, like, you know, operating the touchpad mouse and scrolling features. It just went haywire, and I just took the rest of the evening, that evening, and just stripped everything out of Chirp that was in my computer and started over from scratch. I should have known better to try it because I'm one of those guys that are, you know, factory software guys, and I have the software. It's different software, but it's the factory software from Works on RTS, I think it's called, and I have the individual software for each radio from this model number, and it just worked like a champ. It's smooth. And if I wanted to trick the radio, I'd have to use Chirp, and and then I got the doghouse with my girlfriend, so I don't know.
Well, that's odd. I've never had any problems at all with Chirp. Zero. All these years. But then again, I don't own a Wuxin, so a couple semis right next to me blocking my signal here. Hold on a second. I'm gonna try something. I'll be right back. W8EAP.
AF8BXS standing by. Actually, horizontal.
N8KTP.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I think Sean disconnected his node from the repeater there temporarily. So I was going to come in through All-Star. But anywho, all right, I'm just about home anyhow, so I don't know. I don't know what's going on tonight. If I do get on the radio tonight, I'll give you another shout before 9 o'clock or 10 or whatever. Who cares? Roger. Who cares? Phenomena.
It seems like the old home. KF8EXS. Yeah, all right. I'll be around. I'll be around here on this side of town or on the other side of town. I'll be around somewhere until about 9, 10 o'clock. Catch up with you later. KF8BXS.
That was Dave out there. I was just messing around with Dave. Dave, why is... Did Sean disconnect the hub from the repeater?
I don't know, maybe the 48, which one are you using, 48412?
No, the normal one, you know, the one I normally talk on, what is it, 732 or whatever it is, the one that I have programmed into my node. I went there and it just keeps saying connection fail, but I tried connecting the other nodes and repeaters and they all worked except for that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what, maybe he's experiencing the same problem I'm having where it crashes.
Let's see. Number for the FBI to something else, I don't know. But yeah, I know the one that's the 412, but then there's the other one, the one that I've always used. That doesn't seem to be working. Anyhow, I'll figure it out when I get home. just about there. Catch you later, W8EAP.
F8S. Still there?
Out a moment there. Go ahead.
Well, you get a chance to check your email in the junk file. I sent you an email today. You can answer it when it's your convenience, but I just didn't know. I let you know I was in there somewhere.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't been in my email today, so if you sent me an email, I'll look. Did you send it to Gmail or the other one? Or a different one? Different one than Gmail. Gmail or no Gmail?
Well, Gmail is the only one I have.
And I wish permission required, and that's the one I use. Alrighty, I'll take a look when I stop. I got about 15 minutes of driving here, and then I'll take a look. My Gmail is kind of my junk box, so sometimes it takes a little bit longer, but I'll take a look. Are you, if you don't want to stay here, I'll look at it, and then, sorry, driving distracted.
So I did send it to the junk form of the of your email listing that you have, so at least I put it the proper one. But anyway, yeah, just glance at it and respond when you can. There's no rush to anything. I mean, I think my license is good for 10 years, so if I'm around when I'm 78...
Yeah, it's the same as GRMS, 10 years, but you don't have to take another test. It's not like it's, you know, once you've taken the test and passed, you're good as long as you keep renewing. It's if you let your license lapse, then they make you take another test.
Yeah, copy that. All right, well, I will let you get home safely, and like I say, there's no rush to anything. Have a good evening. CF8, CXF, clear.
Roger that, KX8S. So you can keep your call. We need to confuse people.
Well, I made a suggestion in the email, so that would be your fault. Because you came up with a good idea, so, and I might just rock with it.
Yeah, I think it'll be good, but we gotta find out if it's available. There's ways to do it. I'll reply to you with the info how you can check if a call is available and such.
Well, it looks like it's available. I've gotten through that much of it, and the email will explain to you where I'm stuck at. So, you get around to it. CF8BXS, we are clear for now.
KEA4RDS. KEA4RDS, thank you.
NAKPP Mobile.
KEA4RD.
I'm not sure if you're responding back to me or not. ORD, NAKPP.
If I interrupted, I apologize.
Yep, K8ORD, that was me. I'm testing out my new Yagi on the roof here with my handheld, trying to hit the repeater, and I think I'm doing it okay. How do I sound? Over.
Well, if you're far away, you're sounding remarkably well. If you're in Warren, you're not doing so well. Kind of a little bit of thick humor there.
I'm North Devon Heights, Ford Road and Telegraph.
So you're doing all the handheld and the Yagi? Yeah, you're doing pretty good. Well, are you on 2.6 or are you on one of the satellites?
I'm on just the regular repeater, the 442.
Oh, very good. Okay, you're working. A little bit of snow, but you're in conversation, no problem. That's for sure.
Good, thank you. I'm trying to figure out the direction. I think you're West Bloomfield. Where is that repeater? Hopefully I'm pointing north.
You're on, you should be on 442.600 and point towards Warren.
Okay, I'm pointing too far north. Okay, I'm pointing towards Warren, and hopefully that's any better.
Nah, there's probably people here that got a better ear on it, but I think you sound about the same.
Great, thanks for the test. I appreciate that. K8ORD. You sound fine to me here.
Okay, very good. Yeah, you would think with a Yagi and a little bit of elevation, you would be just a little bit better. But like I said, nobody would complain about carrying on a QSO with you. So I guess at the end of the day, that's all that really matters.
Yeah, thanks. I'm just using a handheld Yagi on a stick, standing on the roof, and using about 2 watts.
You got to point that Yagi towards the sky and talk to the satellite or the space station up there. There's a couple guys on this channel that know how to do that stuff, too.
Yep, yep, affirmative. That's on the bucket list. Hopefully they're still there by the time I get ready to do it.
Yeah, is K8CPT... Yeah, that's his call, and you hear him on, he can tell you when and where.
Okay, very good. Thanks for the QSO. I appreciate that. K-E-8-O-R-D. My hand's getting tired holding this thing up. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
N-A-K-P-P on the Romeo repeater.
KF8BXS W8EAP.
KF8BXS responding, go ahead.
Just wondering how I'm sounding right now. Testing. I'm on my hams over IP connection. I'll email you and show you what I'm talking about, but you sound good on it, so I think I should sound pretty good back to you.
Yeah, that HOIP thing, I heard about it over the weekend and looked interesting, yeah, that's stuff I'm looking at for the future. I'm still in baby step mode, but as far as your sounding on it, you sound really, really good. And, you know, with this HOIP thing, maybe I can get, you know, some form of working system on my motos there. So, but, yeah, no, you're sounding good. You sound tired, though. You sound like you're about ready to fall asleep.
Oh, yeah. Yep, a couple hard days at work. But I'm recharging. I'm rejuvenating. The longer I stay home, the more I'm rejuvenating. Supposed to go for a nice bicycle ride later if it doesn't rain. No, it doesn't look like it's going to rain. But anyhow, you were sleeping through it. The last two nights I had really good northern lights. About 2 o'clock in the morning, the sky was lit up pretty good. So it's, a lot of people miss that. But people like Captain Don, who stay up all night. I got up to go to the bathroom and just looked out the window and said, oh, wow, that's cool. I guess Captain Don was out fishing in Lexington and got some good pictures of it.
Yeah, I follow him on Facebook. We have a connection, and he posts a lot of crazy pictures there and stuff. So, but I face the southwest, so I'm nowhere near the northern side, you know. But and living in a more, you know, city-like area, I'd have to go way up north. Because, I mean, my significant other lived in 23 and 94, and right off the freeway there. And look north, and all you're doing is getting the light from is up 23-mile road from Gratiot. So, yeah, we'd have to really go up north. Her parents live in Forester, and we've seen them in the past a couple of times, but because it is dark out there. But yeah, they are a sight to see for sure.
Roger. And then sometimes, too, if you could just barely see him, you look at him through a modern cell phone, and it really brings the spectrum, the colors and the brightness, it brings it right up. Some of it's in the range that human eye can't really see as good. Anywho, I got a couple things I got to do. Just wanted to give you a shout on the Cisco SBA 525. Anyhow, I'll send you an email in a little while. WEAP.
Yeah, I think one of the other guys got one of those boxes that looked like a telephone from Sean a while back. And we were leaving the restaurant. I think it was last time we were probably at the Cozy Cabin, because the Cozy Cabin's been closed for 3 weeks for building problem or electrical DTE problem. But last time I checked it, or Sean and I after breakfast on Saturday checked it, it looks like it may be reopening soon. I might swing by there tomorrow and see if they're back open yet. But yeah, our venue's changed over the last few weeks. KF8BXS, clear.
NAKPP.
KFAPP, I'm monitoring. KFAPP, KFAPPI.
NAWOT.
KFAPPI mobile monitor.
KAPPI.
KEATFM Mobile.
KD8WGQ testing.
NEW. Hey, WOT. How you doing, Mike?
All right. Been playing lumberjack all the afternoon. Well, most of the afternoon and half the evening, but... the worst is behind me.
Yeah, Roger. My day was mostly Zoom meetings. No fun.
Yeah, I'd hate that. I was helping the neighbor. I had to talk with him a couple of weeks ago about a bunch of trees and stuff that he had on the roof of his barn. I told him, I said, you know, you gotta get all that shit off of there before it ruins your roof. He says, I know. I got a chainsaw, it's brand new, but I can't get it to work, so I brought it home. Got it to work, sharpened the chain, took the chain off, flipped it around, put it on the right way because he had it on backwards.
No, they don't cut very well that way.
They won't even rotate when they're backwards. So I told him, if I'm going to come over, I'm coming over with the backhoe. He said, with the backhoe? I said, yeah, you'll understand when I get over there with the backhoe. I said, my backhoe is my ladder. I said, I can stand in the bucket. I can teach you to run the backhoe. You can move you up to the tree branches, and I can change around things, and we can hook them onto the backhoe and pull them where we want them and then cut them. And that's pretty much what we did. I taught him how to run the... I taught him how to run the backhoe because when I handed him the chainsaw and seen him use it the first time, it scared me.
Well, I wish you were closer. I can use a backhoe occasionally.
I know. Yes, what he said too. He said, man, I can't believe that backhoe. He says, I want one. He says, you find another one, let me know. He says, I'll buy it.
Well, my day wasn't quite so interesting. We're working on a new supercharger design, and there's some issues with the size and so on, so the mechanical engineers are dealing with it. They test fit a 3D printed version of the supercharger on a 69 Camaro, and it doesn't quite clear the firewall good enough, so it's got a lot of rework that has to be done.
Oh, I thought that. I'm sure that would be a giant nightmare. So the one tree, I told him, I said, we've got to be careful when we pull that one. I said, it's already got a couple branches laying on your roof. I said, so what we're going to do is we're going to take the backhoe and we're going to clean that spot over there. And I pointed toward a pile of vines and trees and brush. I said, we're going to clear a spot over there. So we can put the backhoe in, and I said, we can pull the tree in the direction we want it to go. I said, and I'll cut it, and I said, and I'll teach you how to run the backhoe. And I said, all you have to do is, you know, listen to my hand signals. It all went good, except for when I went to run when the tree went to fall. I ran the wrong way. I ended up underneath the tree.
Yeah, that's never good.
It's one of those trees with those, like, inch and a half long thorn needles on it. So, yeah, it got me in the head, got me in the arms, got me in the hands.
Yeah, when I growing up, my mom had one of those trees in the front yard. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, well. So I got all the trees down, pushed into a brush pile, into his wood line where he doesn't have to deal with them the rest of his life. And I told him tomorrow, I said, tomorrow I'll bring over the other tractor, one with the front blade on it. I said, and I'll,
I'll grade your ground out, round it a little bit better and clean it up for you. But,
yeah, he was a happy camper. So when are you going to do your tree?
Well, I was hoping sometime this week, if the weather's going to cooperate. I'm waiting for my cousin Cliff. He's gonna help me out. So he's gonna bring his truck over and a friend, and we're gonna knock it out some afternoon. But like I said, we're gonna need some good weather.
Yeah, I haven't even looked at the weather forecast. I don't know what it's supposed to be like.
I don't think it's looking good. I think Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday it's going to be raining.
Yeah, let's see. Thursday, p.m. showers. Friday, scattered thunder showers. Saturday, rain. Sunday, p.m. showers. So, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, today's only Tuesday, though. It can change. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, Saturday. Rain showers in the morning with numerous thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, high of 76. Tomorrow's going to be the best day of the week.
Yeah, Roger. I'll be stuck inside working.
Yeah, Sunday or Thursday is usually your light day, isn't it?
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are work days for me. So, you know, I can get out for lunch, but that's about it. Tuesdays and Thursdays are meeting days. I don't have much in the way of meetings tomorrow, but I've got to get some work done.
So how many feet of LMR 400 do you need? You want me to spool you off of a section, and I don't know if I can put one end on it or if I need to put both ends on it. You know, I don't know how you got to route it, so I got to ask silly questions.
I was looking into that. I'm not sure. I didn't realize. I'd never really gotten my hands on the stuff before, and I was looking at the specs of that cable, and I didn't realize how big it was. It's pretty heavy duty stuff. I'm not sure that I can route that. You know, I can get it down the mast okay, but and you know around under the trailer. But getting it up to the radio, do you normally use an intermediate piece to attach to the radio, or you just run the solid piece of cable from the antenna all the way to the radio?
Sorry, phone rang and it was the wife.
Yeah, it's like half inch round. I mean, it's the same size as any other, like RG8. You know, it's not any bigger.
So, I mean, I'm going to have this going to a little mobile rig sitting on a table that I, you know, take in and out, you know, take it outside, put it on the deck, you know, when I get there, and take it back inside when I leave. But that's pretty heavy-duty stuff to get it up attached to the radio on the table and still have it be kind of portable. I was wondering if you using a small inner, short intermediate piece between the two to make it more flexible, is that acceptable, or you try to avoid that at all costs because of the adapters?
Well, you try to avoid it every adapter you add in the line is, you know, 0.5 dB loss. But, you know, so if you use two or three adapters, you can eat up a bunch in a hurry. I don't know. Guess we can think on it for a week and go from there. I don't know. Guess it's time to think a little bit.
Roger, this weekend I'll take my power meter out there and make sure that radio's doing what it's supposed to, and I can check the SWR, make sure that's what it's supposed to be. I hadn't done that before. I just assumed everything was going to be okay. But I'll check that part of it out this weekend.
Yeah, Carrie's staying until 3 o'clock, so she won't be joining us tonight. And I told her, I said, why are you staying until 3 o'clock? I said, they keep telling you that they're over a month ahead in the production. I said, they shouldn't be forcing you over.
Did her trainee call in sick again?
Yeah, the stripper? Yeah, I mean, the 18-year-old? Yeah. Wait, strippers where? We had this discussion last night, Fred.
Well, did we ever figure out where?
Well, she's calling in to work. How are you going to find out where when she's staying at the strip club? Can we just ping her phone?
I mean, we got friends in low places.
Well, Fred, I ordered a switch for the hospital. It'll be here tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll call them, see if I can get in there Friday. If I can't get in there Friday, no, tomorrow's Wednesday. Yeah. If I can't get in there Thursday or Friday, I'm sure I'll be able to get in there next week. I'll just ask them when they're going to go back over.
No worries. I'm testing my... I was having an issue with the thing I was working on last night. Jeff gave me an idea, and I'm... Tonight I did it, and I think it's working. So it's burning in right now, and so far, both radios key up, and I don't have any voltage bags, so... That hole of ours.
Roger. Let's hope to dig out two MTRs this week. Put one at David Street, and I'm thinking about doing what me and Tom used to do, which would be just to make it... Make the GMRS repeaters listen to each other, you know?
And then go core active PL?
Yep.
How does that work?
Well, a core active PL is a PL that just stops when you stop. When you unkey your radio, it's the hang time is not dependent on the PL. And what you do is, like on my end, I have a repeater listen to the other repeater. So whenever it comes up and it sees the PL, it'll open the squelch and it'll key up and transmit out into the repeater on my end, direct wired into the repeater through an accessory plug. And then when that one drops, then it'll stop transmitting the PL. As long as they only hear each other when there's a PL, in theory, and we've done it before, they don't have to transmit to each other. They only have to hear each other.
That's sort of a method of linking them?
Yeah, it's kind of a cheap, lazy way to do it.
So the Lansing repeater would be linked just to the Mason repeater?
Well, no, it'll be linked to the Danville repeater.
Roger, well, that sounds pretty slick.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, remember I told you I was going to set up two on the kitchen table and get them all wired up and functional. And then go from there.
But I can't get that from here.
I only got a brand new 4-bay to stick up on the tower here, but seem to be lacking my tower climber lately.
Well, he did find himself, you know.
Cam was supposed to come down, change out the antenna for me, and change out my TV antenna. I'll give him a bump. I'm sure he'll still make good on his promise. I have
I haven't been pushing it, you know.
Yeah, he hurt his leg back doing a water rescue a week or so ago. So I was talking to him Saturday. He was like, yeah, I came up, Cam, Ann and I went up north, but just get off the mic. But I couldn't bring my climbing belt. I can't even climb.
Yeah, you know, for a youngin, he keeps having these issues. You better slow down.
Would you slow down if you had a hand?
Oh, well. It is what it is. Let's see. Got radio, got pop. You gotta take a phone with me. Hey, Fred, who in our group builds the standalone all-star nodes? I know somebody's got to build them.
Brother Dan. The little portable little pocket ones?
Yeah. Lance lives in Lansing, but he's got a trailer down south of Jackson. I think it's like Albion or something. And he seems to have a hard time getting back to Danville from down there because there's a hill in between there and here. Maybe I'll just get a hold of Dan and see what he would charge me to put one together. You know, I think the all-star node on my repeater is still functional. It's still there.
Well, you can connect to the hubs, too. They have new numbers, so you can they're on the website.
Of course, you know the snafu that we're going to run into there is I don't know what he's got down there for internet, if anything.
What? You mean it's not wide enough?
The internet at the lake there is sketchy at best. I have a DMR repeater there, though, I set up, and I can usually make that work, but sometimes if there's a lot of people there, it doesn't work too well.
I wonder why we can't. If I wanted to get
a thing, I would
go north, not south.
Hey, Roger. No, it's a hot spot.
Hey, Roger.
And it's only the Brandmeister. So, I don't know. It was kind of a novelty when I first started messing with it, but it got kind of old.
Well, I used to have an MI-5 and a Brandmeister set up out here. But now I just got the MI-5 set up out here, and I don't even know if anybody uses it.
So you did today, because Lansing was down.
Oh, forced over to it, huh?
Well, I don't know why the radio was stuck on Rome, and it wasn't. Or the radio was roaming, but it was still roaming to Lansing, even though Lansing didn't have a network, which I thought was kind of odd, because that shouldn't happen. So I said, go force it to Danville, because it was the FEOC in Diamonddale, which, you know, are at 100 and some odd feet. They could hit 15 of our repeaters.
Yeah.
I normally monitor statewide one on the MI-5 stuff when I'm home. I can't seem to get anywhere from where I'm at in Albion, but I can monitor here from home. It's not very active.
Yeah, most of the chit chat, I believe, is on slot two. Slot one, I think they use a lot more for risk. Storm chasing and stuff.
Well, we use statewide one is where we tell all the newbies to go for rag chewing, and that leaves statewide two for our seaman brother talk. But yeah, they were on it today. I guess they had a Fermi drill. So thank you, dear. Michelle brought me some water.
you last if you didn't have such a funked out schedule, I could invite you to go up to the hospital with me, but I know what your week's going to be like already.
Roger. Well, hey, let me know when it's going to be. I'll see if I can't figure something out. I have an important meeting midday on Thursday. Usually runs from 11 to 1, so that's the worst of it for me.
All right, yeah. And yeah, they called me and told me we got a, you know, like a 5-port, you know, unmanaged switch that's giving them fits. So I ordered one today. It'll be here tomorrow. Run it up to the hospital. I have to call and make an appointment to go in there because it's at the old hospital and there's nobody there, so I have to make an appointment for somebody from the new hospital to go meet me at the old hospital.
Hey, Roger, hey, I'd like that. Let me know when you go.
Yeah, Fred, Lance, Fred. Fred's one of us. Central Michigan Emergency Network. He is the IT guy. He keeps all the satellite shit all straightened out and all the other linking shit straightened out.
Well, I try. I'm not the best. I just do hose list.
Yeah, I hear you.
Who kicks the bucket first, us or all the ham radio repeaters? 443-700 and Mason is no longer on the air. Jeff pulled the plug on that one.
Who's filming those antennas in Mason?
What's that?
Is he the one that filmed those antennas I saw on Facebook?
Oh, I don't know if he was selling some antennas or not. I know he had a couple there, a fiberglass one. He's had ads up there for a long time for, used commercial radios. But I think he pulled the 700 down, put a GMRS in its place. I donated him a PERC driver amp to use for the output amp. That should get him enough wattage for his GMRS repeater.
Well, considering it's 50 watts PTO, I'm sure.
Nobody was using the other repeater. He says at least this way it's still getting used. So.
I love how people bitch about Flint, and I'm like, well, it's only, you know, oh, it's too powerful. I said it's 20 watts. God, I mean, the GMRS people are weird.
Hard time understanding them. I don't know if it's my radio or just my hearing.
Sorry, I keep coughing. I don't know what causes that, but seems to happen every night about this time. Yeah, the All-Star link is a bit basing. I don't know if it's just that hub or if it's the rest of them on the links, but it is what it is.
He's coming in digital.
Correct. That's why he can key up at the same time as me and talk at the same time as me. We should just combine instead of, you know, one wiping the other one out.
Roger, I get it now.
And I usually watch my screen to know when Mike's keyed up, but I'm lazy sometimes.
Hell, I didn't even get my dinner until 10:30 tonight.
Who's important 45?
Trust me, it wasn't anything impressive. I had a couple hot dogs.
Kelligan out at 8:30, so I had Jimmy and Meatloaf yesterday, so we had leftover meatloaf. It was really good. So she worked noon to 8 to be, well, then get home to late after 8:30 tonight, and then tomorrow she's 10 to 7.
Roger.
The heat was 64 degrees, so I grabbed a flannel and wore it outside. I don't think I need the flannel tonight. It's muggy enough out, I don't need to get me cup warm.
The last station did not make it here successfully.
Yeah, go back to work.
Fred Wood, can you tell where they're coming from?
Coming from FBI Hub. I have to click another button to look. Whatever it is, there should be signal. Coming on the Romeo 2.075.
Roger.
So now I'm wondering if I can turn my DMR hotspot into an all-star node.
Did you build yours?
Well, I put it together. I didn't really, you know, write code or anything for it.
You still built it.
It's a Raspberry Pi-based system.
Yeah, so are the all-star nodes.
I don't know.
Yeah, I will look into that. That's kind of tweaked my interest there a bit. It's a full duplex hotspot, so let me see what I can come up with.
What do you use for transmitter and receiver?
Well, I just use an HT.
Yeah, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, Roger, I just used an HT.
And it's running full duplex?
Well, that's a good question. The hotspot runs full duplex, but I'm sure it's not full duplex with the HT.
I guess now you understand the question, huh? I used to play with all that stuff, Lance. I'm ashamed to say that I'm losing my brain, so I can't do half what I used to do, you know? I was working on an MTR last night, and I told Leo, I said, we're sitting here beating ourselves, our heads against the wall to try to figure out what's going on inside this thing. I says, you know, all I have to do is plug my computer into it and tell it to run a self-test. It'll tell us what's wrong with it. So I grabbed the computer and put it in and ran the self-test. The first time it came back through and it passed everything, I said, nah, that's wrong. I said, let me run it again. So I ran it the second time when it came up. It says, bad power supply. I said, that's what I thought. And that's what I told him I thought was wrong with it. I said, I think there's something wrong with this power supply.
Roger. You know, I think I had this set up as a... It's been a couple of years since I messed with it. But I had it set up, so it's set up kind of like a repeater, where it had a separate transmit and receive frequency.
So you're right. You're here. Second.
It's still all noise from Detroit.
47 repeaters, and he still has a shitty signal, whoever he is.
Thank you. Nice.
Yeah, you'll figure it out. I'll try
going to be in the
wonder.
The thing is, they make you go, hmm.
So anyways, Mike, I guess it's full duplex and just like talking over an analog repeater. Separate transmit and receive.
Roger. I just figured that transmitting at the same time as it receiving, it would probably desense itself.
Yeah, not sure. I think the power is so low. I'm not sure. It worked okay. I just had not the greatest internet, but might I'd like to give it a try for All Star. I'll see what I can come up with.
God, I've forgotten so much of that stuff. I do have a bunch of commercial handhelds out here still. I can always dissect them for pieces and parts if need be. You know, UHF handhelds.
Yeah, Roger. Well, my challenge is going to be, I think, finding firmware to run on it. Whether I have to come up with something myself or somebody must have done it somewhere.
Oh, the firmware is already out there for All-Star. You can get that without a problem.
I have a feeling he's using his MMDVM radios, full duplex, which will not do, I don't think it won't show up as an analog interface inside of Vapor Key, probably. That'll be his issue.
Even though the device can run full duplex, because the radio, in reality, won't, it won't. Is that what you're saying?
Well, usually the MMDVM modems show up as a serial device, you know, the ones and the zeros. But Apper Pete needs analog audio devices, and that's going to be the issue.
Yeah, we got until winter to figure this out anyway. Oh, shit's hot. Laid my arm down on a lighter.
Well, I'm going to look into it. I'm going to see if I can't repurpose this DMR hotspot into a All-Star node. Let me see what I can do.
It's all part of the hobby.
It's not a hobby, it's an adventure.
It's a way of life. You know what's going to happen, because the wife's not coming home at 11:30. The bird's going to go to sleep, and when she comes home at 3 o'clock, he's going to get up, he's going to come out of his cage, start screaming for her, and if she doesn't answer him, he's going to fly over to where I sleep and wake me up. I know. Close the door on his cage, right?
Don't you cover his cage? WSL.
Yeah, he goes to his cage whenever he wants to, so we just usually leave the door open. Usually in the mornings he's pretty good about not getting up or even getting out until he sees me. When he sees me in the morning, he starts carrying on, chattering and whistling and wanting attention. He's spoiled. If he gets up and gets out in the morning, and if I don't stop and talk to him, when I go past his cage and I go into the bathroom to go to the bathroom, like most guys do in the morning, the little guy will fly down the hallway and then turn around and walk back to the bathroom and come in and look at me. He stands right there on the floor, look at me, and he says, up.
Does he want you to put him on your shoulder?
Yep. Just wants to be with me. You know, I don't slam the bathroom door when I go in there to go to the bathroom. I just kind of close it, you know. So the dog will push it open, the bird will push it open, the cat will push it open.
and it'll be, I don't know when I did that last.
Yeah, N-A-W-O-T.
I'm going to go to bed early tonight. Just means I'll be up early. I'll wake up at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm going to jump off here soon. I'm going to watch a movie tonight. We're going to stream Twisters. I heard somewhere that they have a lot of ham radios in there that don't use antennas. I want to see that for myself.
It's like, man, yeah, they're in all blue shot from
all
the hood looking
in. Good night.
You see the power wires,
that,
but there's no antennas. Back on the damn radios, they threw up on the desk.
Better than falling asleep to somebody's house getting blown off the face of the earth. And it'll be you. Have a good night.
All right, good night, everyone. N-A-W-O-T is clear.
Yeah, all the CB radios without any antennas, or the ham radios on the dash with no antennas plugged into the back of them, really took away from the movie magic.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. Oh, well. Gotta make sure I get all my duckies in an order before I sit down so I don't have to get back up.
Where's Rocky yet?
On his perch. I don't know if I should tell him mommy's not coming home until later or if I should just let him wonder where she's at. And it doesn't.
I thought I heard Bitsy down here, but I think she's upstairs. I heard Michelle go upstairs, so. I suppose I should make my way up there.
Excuse me. Yeah, I'm in a lazy bastard chair. I'll set the HT over here on the side stand and eat an ice cream and watch Storage Wars. All right, take care. Maybe we'll hear you out here tomorrow night. It'll be you.
WAFS.